Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim on the Pasuk Perek Yudalad. The Pasukim talking about Pasuk Dalad, Pasuk Vav, Mem Tes, Nun Aleph, talking about the various species used to purify the Metzora. Es Hatzibur Achaya, Yigach Oysa, Ves Eitza Erez, Ves Shniato Loas, Ves Ezov. So we asked about the Seder Advarim. L'chayra, it should be first the Tzmachim, what grows on the ground, the Eteres and the Ezov, and then the Shnei Tolas. So what's pshat that the Shnei Tolas is thrown in the middle, which is not a Tzemach, doesn't grow from the ground. It's wool that's colored with the red dye. So of an insect, of a Tolas. So what we did in the previous Shir was we established two hanachot, two yesodas, two prefaces, and that prefaces probably, and that is number one that there's no kasha between the machlokas about the par and the mitzvah. In other words, we have a machlokas why you have to bind together the different species of the for the sake of the taras paraduma. You know, when you burn the paras, so you throw it in the fire. The ezav shisolas. And then there's a machlekes, why you have to tie them together, why you bundle them together. According to Rebbe, it's because you need eged. Whereas Rav Shimon holds, it's because they're heavy. You have to make sure that they have to be heavy in order to fall deep in the fire, and not be burned in the top by the shalhevis. So that's gevaldik. But that machlekes is not nageh b'chlau to hear. Here, when it comes to Mitzora, as we saw the Riva, we saw Slicha, we saw in the, before we get to the Riva, we saw that by the Mitzora, the reason of COVID obviously doesn't apply. What does COVID have to do with the, you know, don't have to throw anything in the fire? So we have to say that it's for Rebbe's reason by Parah, and you require Eged. And therefore we said that that's and Kesher Ben HaMachlokot. In other words, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe argue about Parah, but they don't argue when it comes to the Mitzvah. Mitzvah, everybody holds that it's because of Eged, and it's not a Machlokas. It's not the two Machlokas aren't Nogeya. So you can't ask, how come the Mefarshim, the Rambam, Ravadim Ratanura, and Parah bring down the reason of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? Why do they bring down the reason of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? That it's mitzad kovid. I by mitzayra can't be mitzad kovid. It has to be mitzad aguda. And the answer is because the two machlokos have nothing to do with each other. That was the first yisod that we saw, the first hakdama that we saw in the previous year. And the second Akdama that we saw in the previous year was that the Tolas HaShani is not just to tie. Tolas HaShani is used to tie the species together, but it's also one of the three species. If you lack the Tolas HaShani, you're lacking something Ma'od Kriti. Very critical. Alright? Azeh Yisod HaShani V'zeh Ulai Efshar L'Taretz הקושיה של המנחת חינוך במצווה קופיין גימל, על מה שכתב הרמב״ם גם ברכות פרה אדומה, וגם ברכות תומת צרת, רק שכורכים אותם בלשון של זהורית, ולא כלשון המשניות, שכורכים בשיערי הלשון. The משנייס, the lashon of the משנייס, is that they're tied together with the left over, the שיריים of the lashon of the wool of the combed wool. That's the lashon of shiarei halashon. Whereas the Rambam doesn't use that lashon. The Rambam says just lashon to the whole is not shiarei halashon. In the lashon of the Mishnayis, it's shiarei halashon, and the Rishonim explain that you tie it up with the you bundle it up. With the length of the Tolas HaShani that is longer then the Erez and the Ezov. In other words, the Tolas Hashani is bound together with the Erez and the Ezov, and then there's some left over, and then you use that to tie up the three species. So why does the Rambam like the Lashon of the Mishnah? So that's a kasha which is asked by the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Gimel. ולפי דברינו אפשר לומר שהרמב״ם סובר שעניין זה אינו דין ויקרוך איך שירצה. The Rambam says this is not a deed. You don't have to do it the way the Mishnah says to do it. The Mishnah didn't mean that you have to do it that way. That you take the longer leftover part of the Tolas Hashani and then you use that to tie it. So it's not a din. You can do it how you want. By the way, parenthetically, the Me'iri lo sovel kacha. Lo ken kasev ha-Me'iri biyum ha-Memalef omot beis. ומה שתלתת זה המשנה בשירי הלשון, הוא כדי להודיע בזה שאין עניין תולס השני רק לקריחו. So the Meiri holds that it is a din. And see also the Mizrahi in Pasuk Vav. So that the Mishnah was toilet in the Shiori HaLoshon is lehodiya baze she'ein inyan ha-tolas ha-shoni rak lekricha she'az ein kol inyano ela b'mach she'nikrach saviv. The Mishnah is telling us that the point of the Tolas ha-shoni is not just for binding. If it was just for binding, then all that matters is that it binds. However, it says in the Mishnah, Shiyarei HaLashon. In other words, the Lashon, this combed wool of the Tolas Hashani, which is again dyed by the red blood of the Tolas, is a Dabar Bifnei Atzma. It has its own independent significance. And then Vayter, after its own independent significance, it's also used for tying. But it says Shiorei HaLashon, it says Shirayim. In other words, you have the Iker, which is significant in and of itself. And then you have the Shirayim, which is used to tie it up. אבל שלא לחשוב, וככה המשנה מלמדת אותנו, שלא לא תתאה לחשוב, שלא תתאה לחשוב רק לצורך הקריחה, that it's just for the bundling, לא ולא, it has its own independent value. ונמצא, so, and the Shirayim is again just to bind it. ונמצא, שעיקר מה שאתה לוקח את הדבר, הוא רק כדי להשמיענו שהלשון אחת מהמינים היא. So it emerges then that what we're being told over here is that this lashon shel zahiris is just one of the meaning. It's one of the, like we said in the previous shir, right? That was one of our two akdamas, that the lashon shel zahiris has its own independent value, significance, and it's not just needed for the tying. It has its own value. V'kevan she'adavar mefurash belav hachi b'divrei Rambam. But we already know that from the Rambam. How do we know that? Because the Rambam tells us it's ma'akef. And the Rambam tells us that it has a significant shear. So why would we, the moment we know it's ma'akef and that it has a shear, so then it's pashut that there's significance to the Tolas Hashani itself, and it's not just used for binding. It's nishkin just a binder. It's a lot more than that. It has its own independent value, but the Rambam already told us that. So he doesn't have to tell us the Shiorei Lashon. The Mishnah leaves the Lashon Shiorei Lashon to tell us that it's the Shirayim of the Lashon, but the Lashon itself is important. But the Rambam already know. We already know that from the Rambam from other places, for the fact that it's Ma'akev, and from the fact that it has a Shir. Umiyushevet Heitev Kushiyato Shel HaMinchas Chinuch. Why the Rambam omitted this, use a different Lashon Shiorei Lashon? Because it's just to tell us the Chiddush that it's just the Shirayim. But the Lashon, the Iker, is important because it's one of the three meaning. But the Rambam already told us that in different contexts of the Shir and the Ikuv. So the Rambam doesn't have to use this lashon. Ubarach Hashem, shuv matzanu baritvo biyuma daf memalef amud beis. When it says karchan, that's the sugya. by the Poro, Shiore Aloshim. Shekavanas HaKushi, the cave in the Isbe Shirayim, Shiura Bo. In other words, like this, the Gemara there says that Rav Yosef says that Shel Sora Mishtaleach, that the Lashon Shel Zahoris of the Sora Mishtaleach, that the Boy Chaluka, you have to split it up into two, so Mamela Boy Shir, so it's Mistab that requires a Shir. And Mishal Parah, the Loy Boy Chaluka, Lo Boy Shir. But Parah, that you don't have to split it up to two, it doesn't require a Shir. And then the Gemara says, Vayter, skipping a little bit. Ute par lo bai chaluka? What? The parah doesn't require chaluka? Parah does require chaluka. How do you see that? Because, Eis v'abaye, kei tzedu oise, karcha b'shiare lashen. What does he do? What does he do with the lashen shel zoris of the parah? So Karach Mishor, he ties the eight areas in the Ezo with the Shiraim, the Lashon Shel Zahoris. So the way the Ritva learns Pshat is that we're not asking here about the Chaluka, we're asking about the Shir. For the Gemara says, Sera Mishtalech requires a Chaluka and requires a Shir. Par that doesn't require a Chaluka doesn't require a Shir. And here we're proving that it does have a Shir, and Memelet also has Chaluka. How do you see that it has a shear? Because karcham b'shiare lashon, because you tie it up with the leftovers. So the Ritva says, v'kevan de'isa be'shirayim, shiur abo. Since it has shirayim, it must have a shear. And that's the what the Siach Yitzchak explains, is that this kamash malan of the shirayim, the extra fact that it says the word shirayim, so the shirayim tells us that the Shiare Alashin, this is the Siach Yitzchak and Yuma, the Shiare Alashin, the Katana, the Diyuk, it's coming for a Diyuk. What's the Diyuk? That it's a Shir. It's a Shir that it's enough to make Shirayim. So in other words, the whole Vort in the Mishnah is to tell us that when it says Shiare Alashin, it's that it requires a Shir. It requires a Chash of a Shir. So the Rambam tells us already that it requires a shir. And therefore the Rambam doesn't have to say anything about the shirayim, because the whole word of the shirayim is just to tell us that it requires a shir. And the Rambam tells us that it requires a shir. So al koponim, we had a kasha, the Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch asked, how come the Rambam changes from the Lashon of the Mishnah? And the answer is, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Shiari HaLashon, the Rambam says Lashon Shel Zoharis. The answer is that the Mishnah's Lashon is coming to tell us a Yisod. And that is that it has its own significance. And the Rambam tells us that it has its own significance in different ways, by saying it's a shir and it's ma'akev. And then we prove that the Lashon of the Mishnah tells that it has significance, that it has a shir, because that's exactly how the Ritva and with the Siach Yitzchak learns Pshat in the Gemara and Yuma. That Shiari Lashon, leftover Lashon, means to tell us that since there's a leftover, it must be that it requires a shir. So that we used our Yisod to answer the Kash of Menchas Chinuch, and it's proven beautifully from a Gemara in Meseches Yuma with a Ritva. Well, by the way, almost nobody talks about it. I did a whole search here on the Otzer HaChachma, and the only person I saw who speaks about the Ritva is the Siach Yitzchak. So there it is, Rabbi Isai. So if you know this Ritva, and you're one of the few people in the entire universe who knows it. So that's a pretty incredible thing. To know something that so few people know, it's mamish eschus. Al koponim, Rabbi Isai, from here, now we're going to take the ball and run with it. And that is what appears as follows. We have to be makdim to be miyashiv, the kasha, the kli yokar that we opened up with. And what was the kli yokar's kasha? The kli yokar's kasha is that fadrai tesedel, hasedel po lo nachon, lama, kia. We have to have the Eitz Erev Shnitolas Veizo. Why is the Shnitolas in the middle? Shnitolas is doch not a Tzemach. And Eitz Erev is an Ezo Vart Tzemach. So why do we put in there in the middle the Shnitolas? Shnitolas should be afterwards, separate from the first two, not in the middle of them. That was the Kasha that we saw from the Kli Yoko. So it would appear as follows. שנראה שהסדר הנכון הוא, כמו שכתוב בפסוק ד' וגם בפסוק ו' וגם בפסוק ממתת, in all three places, it was Eitz Erev, Shni Tolas, and Eitz Erez, Shni Tolas, and Ezov. And this is against the way the Heilige Kli Yakar understood that the correct order should be, like it is in Pasuk Memtes, that it's Eitz Erez, Ezov, and Shni Tolas. Why? Because first you put the Tzmachim, the Gedulei Karka, and then the Tolas Hashani. Because no, Yesh Lomar, שזה לא תלוי, שלא בזה תלוי הסדר, אלא תלוי הסדר בחשיבוסם של הדברים. The seder is tolui in the chshivus. The seder is tolui in the chshivus. And the Eitz Erez, with its shiurim, ayin sham Rambam, in Hilchos Tumas Taras, so the Eitz Erez is more chashuv than the Tolas Hashani. Eitz Erez is most chashuv. Then comes the Tolas Hashani. And Tolas Hashani, shutzemel tzavua, b'tolas, im shiur chashuv, kimavur b'divrei Rambam. So the Tolas Hashani, which is dyed wool with the blood of this Tolas, with its shir chashiv that the Rambam tells us over there, precedes the Ezov. So it really goes in order of importance. The Eitz Erev is the most important. Eitz Erev is the most important. Maybe that's a Tayyar Derech HaMusar, that the Eitz Erev implies the Gaiva, and the Shni Tolas and the Ezov are the humility. So you start with the Gaiva. Everyone asks Chidush Arim that says he was magbih himself. So why in the tikkun? He was magbih himself like an Eitz Erez. We have to lower him. So why in the tikkun do you have the Eitz Erez? Just have the lower thing. So the answer is that you also need a little bit of gaiva. You can't feel like you're a nothing. A person's convinced that he's absolutely a zero. He's not going to be able to function. So you start off with the Eitz Erez. In other words, before you give musar, before you lower somebody, before you make them feel like we spoke about in the previous year, that we have to be mashbil, the mitzvah over here, and make him know his place, as we spoke about at length in the previous series. We had a series this week, Gevaldik, that you have to lower the Mitzvah. Nevertheless, he has to feel good about himself. If a person doesn't feel good about himself, then if you lower him, you'll destroy him. But if a person already feels a good sense of self, a sense of self-worth, then you can go the other two things, lower him. Anyway, so that's just al derech ha-musar v'chassidus. The Eitz Erez and the Shnit Erez is the most chashuv. And that's why the Pasuk, the Rai is the Pasuk, does it in that order. Because it's not an order of, it doesn't go into, it's not lefiat smachim, but rather what grows from the ground, it's where it grows, where it comes from, but rather in order of chashivas. So the Eitz Erez is the most chashuv, and then the Shnit Olas is the second most chashuv, and then the Ezov is the third most chashuv. And therefore, this is the Seder b'chol makom. If there wouldn't be this, that's why that's the rise, that's always the Seder. Mashen came by Parshas Para, nira dahainu mishum, shebezeh haba katuv legalot, al kol panim lefi das Rebbe. In the Parsha of Para, the Pasuk is coming to be Megale, and that's what we saw Rebbe holds, that you have to be karech them together, because of they require an eged. These three require an eged. So that's why they have to be put together, and not because of the COVID, but because of the eged. As a katuv balegalot shetolat hashani milvad heyota echad migimol haminim yesh bagam inyan klape eitz ha'erez va'ezov shenechtavu lefaneah. The Tolas Hashani, besides being one of the three species, there's also an inyan vis-a-vis the Eitz Erez and the Ezov that were written before it. V'hu b'heyota eged lehem, because it ties them up. Shezemet be'er rak b'ma shenechteva achreihem. Right, we saw that was one of our kashas, that when it comes to, in our parasha, we already explained the proper Seder, Right, it really is Eitz Eretz Shnitolas Ve'ezov. Whereas in Parshas Chukas, it's Eitz Eretz Ve'ezov Shnitolas. Why the Parah Aduma? Is it the Eitz Eretz, the Ezov, and the Shnitolas? Why is that the Seder? That's Lechor, not the correct Seder. We said the Seder is Lefi Chashivusam. Lefi Chashivusam, the Shnitolas comes second. Like the Seder is always, is usually. So the answer is that here it's telling us a chiddush according to Rabbi. And that's why the Shnitolas comes last. Because besides being one of the three minim, there's also an inyan klape eitz eretz ve'ezov shenichtavu lefaneh, that it's an eged for those things that are written before it. It's written last because it relates to the eged. It has to tie up the first two. And that's why it's written last. So mitzad atzma, the Shnitolas is more choshev than the ezov. Shebeze rak mechamat ma shenemar beze shegam meshameshet et ha'ezov le'eged. Kodim lo ha'ezov. Ugefi sheish lahakdim es ha'davar atzmo lefnei ha'davar ha'ogda. So, only because it's meshamesh the ezov as an eged, that's why the ezov comes first. Because what are you makdim? First you're makdim the thing that's tied, that's bundled up, and then you write the bundle. What bundles it? First you write what is bundled up, and then you write what bundles it. And that's why it's also after the first two, right? In other words, the eged is bundling up the first two. So it has to be, first you have the first two, and then it says A and B, and then C is bundling up, is tying up the first two. That's why, according to Rebbe, that it's for eged, that's why you need eged. If Tola Shani would be in the middle, we wouldn't learn this lesson. Dim loken v'inyano shel akro hu rak al ha'lekicha. If the pasuk was just telling us about the lekicha, nothing about the eged, v'sheinan yan klal ha'eged, so then the tolas hashani would come first. So memela comes last in order to tell you that it's there for the eged. That's its purpose. Normally we write lefi seder chashivusam, but here we write lefi seder what their purpose is, the utilitarian purpose. The first two was for Atzmusam, and the third is not only for Atzmusam, but also to tie it up. So it's telling you there's a special Indian here that it has to tie up the other two. B'cheinu b'ma shekatub pasuk memtet, that we're talking about the lekicha. When we talk about the lekicha of the three species, it says it in this order as well, because it puts the eged, it puts the tolas hashani last, in order to show you that it's here to tie them up. But in Pasuk Mem Tes, we're talking about the Lekicha, so it says Lefi Seder HaChashivus. And in Pasuk Nun Aleph, when we talk about the Tevila, that you're Tovel it and you sprinkle it on the house, there it's telling us that you need a, it's telling us the Chashivus of the Eged, because this is Lemaisa when you're actually doing it. In Mem Tes, just as V'lokach L'chate Yisabayis, and you take, in order to clean the house, the Shtei Tziporim, Veitz Erez, Ushni Solas, Ve'ezo. So that's in order to clean the house. So you're just taking it. You're taking it in order to purify the house. So interesting word lechate. Here it means to remove tuma. Or sometimes it means to remove tuma. Here it means to remove a chisaron. Because the word to, it's a topic in and of itself. The word chet, very interesting word. In any event, so, but when it says in Pasuk Nun Aleph, it's talking about doing the actual tefillah and sprinkling it there, it tells us a chiddush about the eged. You need the shnitolas for the eged, because in order for it to be a proper sprinkling, you need to have an eged. So therefore it says, ideally, so therefore it says the shnitolas last. So again, the Seder Kedarko is going to be first the eged, and then first the Eitz Erez, and then the shnitolas and the ezov. That's Lefi Seder Chashivusam. But when it's telling you the chashivas of the shnitolas as far as being ma'aged, so and then in par it's going to be last because it tells us it's being used as an eged, and also here by the mitzora, also you're purifying the house, so it says the shnitolas last, to tell you that it's being used also as a korech, also as a tire, that it ties into, bundles them together. Now, how come in Pasuk Vav, when it says it's a tzipor achaya yikachos ves etz eretz ves shnia tolas ves eizov, v'tov aloysam ves a tzipor achaya b'dam a tzipor ashkut alamayim chayim? So how come here we don't have the seder like we have in Pasuk Memtes and like we have by the para? Here we're talking about the actual tefillah, so here you should tell us about the eged. So how come you don't tell us here about the eged and put the shni tolas last? And again, the shni tolas last is telling us that it's also serving as an eged. It's also serving as a kricha, to bundle it together. So here we need to know. It's not just telling us what you're taking. It's telling us what you're actually doing to do the purification. So for that, you need eged. So how come it doesn't say the shni tolas last like it does later on in Pasuk Nun Aleph and like it does by the Parah Aduma? So the answer is, like we said in a previous shir, beautifully, that we proved that v'satzipor hachaya yikach oisah. So from the Lashon of the Pasuk, it says like this. First the Tzipor Achaya, and then the Tzipor Achaya separate from the Tzipor Achaya, you have, like we saw in Rashi, that your Mafresh, the Tzipor Achaya is separate, and then the three are separate. So what makes them separate? In the end, they're all in the same, they're all together. So what separates the two, the Tzipor Achaya and the Eitzer and the Eretz, the Shitolas and the Ezov? The answer is the Aguda. So we already see from this Pasuk, from the Lashon of the Pasuk, that there's going to be an Aguda, that there's going to be an Eged. So normally Shni Tolas is last to tell you that you need an Eged. But this Pasuk already tells us you need an Eged. How does it tell us? Because it separates the Tzipor Achaya, which isn't part of the Eged, and the Eitzeres, Shni Tolas, and Ezo, which is part of the Eged. So it already tells you you need an Eged. So Shni Tolas doesn't have to be last. And therefore, what are you going to do? You're going to do the normal Seder. That Shni Tolas is going to be second because it's second in Chashivas to the Eitz Eretz. Okay, sweet friends. So this concludes this shir. And we still have a lot more to say. Tafasta mu'uva lo tafasta, tafasta mu'a tafasta. So please stay tuned. And we will see Lina there, more niflos, mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. And we are zocha baruch Hashem, so we've already seen niflos. Ubezrat Hashem nireh od ve'od. Shalom, shalom. Ahuvai, yedidai, moray v'rabotai. Bezeh siyamnu et hashiur hashlishi. Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom. Lina, then I'm sure.